Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is St. Louis's News Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends.
And this is Overtime.
Let's do it.
It's 8:33. Good morning and welcome to Monday. It's time for Overtime. Charlie Brennan joining us.
Hey, good morning, Debbie.
Good morning. And hello, Amy Markscores.
Good morning.
Hey, it was a really beautiful weekend weather-wise. I think at least everywhere I went, people were out and about, and including the streets of downtown St. Louis. I was downtown myself. And the St. Louis Marathon is back, which kind of snuck up on me. I was like, oh, we have a race going on downtown too now? So we did have runners from all around the world taking part in the Go St. Louis Marathon. Last year's, of course, was canceled due to COVID. Fastest runner was from St. Louis, Michael Aitken, I believe is the correct pronunciation. 2 hours, 33 minutes, 31 seconds, which is, to me, absolutely unfathomable. The first woman to cross the finish line, Maggie Yount of Colorado, 2 hours, 59 minutes, 23 seconds. On top of the marathon, we also had the auto show going on downtown. We had the Cardinals in town, and we had the vaccination clinic. So between all of that and more, and just people I just saw aimlessly wandering the arch grounds, it was really good, personally, to see people downtown. Charlie, how about you?
Yeah, I was down on Friday and on Saturday. The weather wasn't that nice on Saturday, and I take my hats off to those runners who were getting through that. And yesterday morning might have looked good, but wow, was it windy.
It was. And
for those runners who were able to run the marathon, my hat is off to all of them. You're a better person than me, Gunga Din. They really were just braving the elements for sure. So, and I will say, I know that you had a good experience with the vaccination at the Dome over the weekend, and that was exactly the case for Beth and me on Friday morning. We got to the Dome at 8:24, and we were out by 8:55. That included 15 minutes of recovery time. This was our second shot on Pfizer, and truth be told, I don't think anyone could have run the event more efficiently than FEMA, the local officials, the National Guard. Everyone was very impressive. The lines were not tremendously long. I mean, obviously, if you're in and out in 31 minutes like we were. And so hats off to those who are administering the jabs in downtown St. Louis.
I agree. We went Saturday because I wanted to get Kaylee her shot. So she got her first Pfizer. It was a little busier, I think, just because it was a Saturday. So we did, I think it took us, we were in and out in less than an hour, which still, all things considered, fine. And they had free parking because I thought, oh man, I didn't think about that. I'm not paying $15 to park to get a shot. Oh, they have a free vaccination lot. How awesome. So it's right off Cole if you're coming down for that. But yeah, I actually got a little emotional, Charlie. I teared up a little because it was so well run, and there's all these National Guard people, and they're all, you know, pointing you in the right direction. And we sat down at the table, and the two people who were taking all of our information, they were so kind. And I was just about to say, thank you so much for doing this. And I got all choked up. I'm like, I don't know why I'm getting emotional. But it was super well run.
The opening or the entrance is at Fourth and Cole on the north side. And so remember that, everybody. I guess I didn't pay careful enough attention. So we're getting our morning walk in and walking all around the America Center. Our fault. We parked right across the street, the MAC. It was $7, and it was very, very simple. You point out there's free parking up there. So, but, you know, I think Michelle Munns or others have counted the number of people who have showed up since Wednesday, and they can administer 3,000 of these, but on no day did they exceed 2,000. So there's room for more, everybody.
Absolutely. All right, to you, Amy, first of all, weigh in on the marathon, because I know you've run marathons before. What do you think of those times, and any thoughts about people being downtown?
Oh, it was so much fun to have the race atmosphere back, even though it's diluted a little bit by time, right? Because they had the runners start over the course of several hours, both Saturday morning and Sunday morning. So whether you ran the half or the full on Saturday or Sunday, and then people crossed the line. So I went down there to cheer on friends, and of course, great times by Michael and Maggie, who are known around the St. Louis area. And oh my goodness, you mentioned that wind. When you are exposed on the levee trail down by the river to that wind hitting you, it can knock you over. So it was so fun to see people out there. I love the camaraderie of races. People are cheering each other on, and no strangers. And you talk about getting emotional, Debbie. That's how I felt too.
Well, so good all around. We were all emotional and happy. Again, we will emphasize that vaccination clinic at the Dome is going on for weeks and weeks. So get there and get your shot. It is free and very simple. We're going to take a break here. And when we come back, we've had another child shot, and we're going to discuss that and more, and also the Masters. It's 8:38.
Get the inside story on what's happening with your St. Louis Cardinals this season directly from the Redbirds manager. It's the Mike Schilt Show, Sunday mornings at 10:15, sponsored by Bath Fitter, on your voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, KMOX.
Round two of overtime on this beautiful Monday morning. Amy Marks, Coors, Charlie Brennan. I'm Debbie Monterey. Sad news when we continue to hear about children being shot in the city of St. Louis. And this time, it was a 4-year-old girl accidentally shot by her 5-year-old sister in the Carr Square neighborhood of St. Louis City. This was Saturday night. So you have a 4-year-old and a 5-year-old who apparently have easy access to guns, Amy. I don't know what can be done with this if the responsible adults in the home aren't putting the guns out of reach, but what do you think should happen once the case here concludes?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. What a tragic case. It's so sad. Charlie has talked about gun locks and gun safety awareness. I think those types of campaigns would be helpful in helping to cut down on these accidents. I think it's 27 states and DC have child access prevention laws, which potentially impose criminal liability on adults who negligently allow kids to have access to the guns. However, I know these aren't always enforced. I know they are ambiguous. And also, I know the courts have a hard time punishing a parent who has already lost a child, you know, and negligence is a terrible thing, but how do you work with that? I think it's a very, very tragic situation, but if anything, awareness, gun locks, making these things available, free, whatever you need to do to lock up these guns and keep them away from kids.
I actually think this is one area where gun rights activists, as well as others, can find common ground, and it's the gun lock. I've talked to people who have firearms and insist that their firearms have gun locks on them. In fact, recently, Amy, you and I talked to Martin Keller of Children's Hospital, and he joined us because he pointed out that last year his hospital treated 150 kids for gunshot wounds, and Cardinal Glennon treated another 100 in 2020. So you add that and you got 250 kids who are treated at local hospitals for gunshot wounds. When we asked him what he thought would be a good solution, he said the gun lock. So obviously in this case, you've got a 5-year-old girl picking up a firearm and shooting a 4-year-old Saturday night in the Carr Square neighborhood. Had there been a gun lock, it wouldn't have happened.
Well, speaking of kids, we have apparently more than 20,000 unaccompanied migrant children in this country in U.S. custody. That is according to the latest government data. That is a new high as the Biden administration announces a string of sites to accommodate these kids, 20,000. Charlie, how do we deal with this problem?
Right. And the New York Times estimates it's going to be 35,000 by June the 1st. Kids separated from parents, I can't think of anything that's sadder. And in fact, later today, Ed Hajim, who was an orphan from St. Louis, is going to be with us. And he will describe his most remarkable story. It's all in a new book called On the Road Less Traveled. He'll be with us after 9 o'clock. But with all these kids, there's going to have to be a major effort. And I was actually really pleasantly surprised to see the Jewish Community Association banding together with the Roman Catholic Church in St. Louis to get supplies down there. And now the next thing would be there's going to have to be some sort of foster system. You just can't have kids 25 to a cell or whatever it is for a long period of time. And I know the kids go from the temporary facility to the Department of Health and Human Services facility. But then where? I think that in St. Louis and elsewhere, we're going to have to find families that speak Spanish who are going to have to be temporary wards for these kids on a massive scale. You just can't have them down there living in, you know, these mass orphanages.
Yeah, you see something changed. I mean, with the new administration, whether fairly or unfairly, something changed. And what you're seeing is families sending their kids for any glimmer of hope. They're sending them with these groups, with these caravans, with the coyotes that are incredibly dangerous trips to get to the border, knowing that if their children can just get to the border, they won't be turned away. And so with hope, the parents are sending their kids in this direction. And it's so tragic. We talked about the video of the, I believe it was a little boy from Guatemala who'd been abandoned by his group in the desert. There's video of a three-year-old and a five-year-old little girl being dropped over the border wall just to get them over here. And this is a crisis. It is a crisis facing our nation, and it is heartbreaking. It's untenable to see what's happening.
Well, quickly before we go to break, the Masters over the weekend, we had Dan Reardon reporting all morning long about the results and the winner of the 85th Masters, Japanese golfer Hideki Matsuyama. He becomes the first Asian golfer to win the Masters. Amy, did you watch any of the Masters?
I did. I watched more of the Masters than I've watched ever. I was captivated by Matsuyama because he built that lead and then he started to lose it on Sunday. And I don't know why, but it was just very relaxing to watch.
It's because they talk like this.
They do. Everybody's
It's like
talking.
Public radio.
It is. It's like Mr. Rogers for adults.
Charlie?
I watched a little bit just while cooking dinner, but, you know, I ordinarily don't care about the race or the color of the winner or any individual when it comes to sports generally, but given that we have had all this discussion of anti-Asian violence in this country, I thought, well, this is kind of a nice departure from the narrative. So I thought that was really nice.
And, you know, I just love Japanese names because they're just fun to say.
Well, you did that one very well. I was very impressed.
Yeah, it's fun. Like that and Russian names. I don't know. They're both just fun. It's 8:48, and we'll be back with round three of OT on the Voice of St. Louis.
I want to hear more.
This is Overtime on KMOX.
It is 8:53, and it's time for round three of OT. Now, I don't know if either of you, Amy Marks-Kors and Charlie Brennan, are big wine drinkers. I do like wine from time to time. But maybe you'll like it better after I tell you about this. Perfect job. Okay. A wine. You're laughing already, and I haven't even told you what the job is. A winery in Sonoma, California is offering up a new job. You will get paid $10,000 per month and get to live rent-free for a year. And, of course, there's a lot of free wine. So for the first few months, Murphy Good's new hire is going to shadow the winemaker. And then the company says it'll work with the new employee to carve out their place in the wine world. That just sounds so vague. Like, yeah, they already have somebody in mind and they're just thinking this will be cool. But we did last week talk about, mm-hmm, you know, the great job of being the official Major League Baseball hot dog taster. So, Amy, where does this rank compared to that? Because I know you said you'd have to, you and your mom would be fighting for that one.
This is better. Yeah, better. This is better. Yeah, it is. And I don't even drink that much wine, as Charlie knows, bourbon, bourbon, bourbon. However, I could get used to drinking wine. Here's the problem with me and wine. Wine hits me differently. And I mean, like, a half a glass of wine and my head is spinning. I'm not even kidding. So I went to a winery. I think it was in Augusta or Defiance with a friend. We were there for 15, 20 minutes. I had a half a glass of wine and I was like, oh my gosh, my head is spinning in circles. I can't drink anymore. And he goes, it is scientifically impossible for you to be drunk off of a half a glass of wine. And I said, no, I promise, my head is spinning. He said, look at those ladies at that table next to you. They're 50 years old and they've had two bottles of wine and they're fine. You have to keep up with them. And I had a half a glass of wine and I slept the whole way home. He said it was the worst afternoon ever and I've never been back.
I want to tell you something. You guys probably know this, but this is a little bit unrelated. One of the most expensive wines in Napa Valley is run by a guy who used to work at KMOX. His name was Donald Bryant, and he worked for Robert Highland in the 60s and Bryant Family Vineyards. I mean, you can get this in St. Louis. It's about $350 to $750 a bottle.
Wow.
But when I went to Total Wine to pick up a bottle of wine for a friend who'd done me a favor, Doug Cusimano, the sommelier there, he said a great bottle of wine at about $60 is actually Jim Nance's wine. Jim Nance of CBS, who called the Masters yesterday.
Huh.
And so I picked that puppy up, and I didn't get any bad reaction, but who knew that Jim Nance had his own vineyard?
I did not know that. So he has not just his own label, but his own vineyard?
Oh, I don't know. One or the other.
Interesting.
I assume if he's got the label, wouldn't it come from his vineyard? I don't know.
Well, I guess don't waste that $60 bottle on Amy.
No, don't, because I mean, and we still argue about this to this day. He said it's science. You cannot get drunk off of a half a glass of wine. And I had it, and I was, my head was spinning, and I slept. Anyway, I cannot drink wine, it seems.
When you gonna let me get so? All right, that's dedicated to Amy.
Yeah.
Well, it is 8:56, and here is What's on Tap, sponsored by the Flat Roof Company.
Folks, don't miss this one. This is an extraordinary story. I don't know if you've been to the University of Rochester, but there's the Hagem School of Engineering and Applied Scientists. It was endowed by Ed Hagem, who was actually an orphan from St. Louis. His father kidnapped him, and he said, your mother's dead. She wasn't. And it's a remarkable story. It's the saddest story and the most inspiring story you're going to hear in a long time. Ed Hagem is going to join us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.